This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin on Monday again backed Israel in its war with U.S.-designated Hamas terrorist militants during a visit to Tel Aviv.
So I'm here with a clear message. America's support for Israel's security is unshakable. And Israel is not alone.
But Austin did also highlight the need to protect civilians in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war and suggested that the ultimate solution would be one of two states living side by side. The human rights group Human Rights Watch is accusing Israel of intentionally starving Gaza's population, a method of warfare that it describes as a war crime. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The New York-based rights organization says Israeli forces were deliberately blocking the delivery of water, food, and fuel, while willfully impeding humanitarian assistance and apparently razing agricultural areas. The United Nations Food Agency reported on December 14 that 56% of Gaza's households were experiencing severe levels of hunger, up from 38% 2 weeks earlier, HRW adds, following the October 7 attack by Gaza-based militants. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. and a host of other nations are creating a new force to protect ships transiting the Red Sea that have come under attack by drones and ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the force in Bahrain early Tuesday under the new initiative dubbed Prosperity Guardian. Britain, Bahrain, Canada, France, Italy, Netherlands, Norway, Seychelles, and Spain will protect transiting ships. Some will conduct joint patrols, others will provide support in the